in Japan, the epicenter of last month's earthquake was located just off Matsushima Bay. Its pine-covered islands are considered one of Japan's scenic treasures. The tsunami destroyed nearby cities, but amazingly, Matsushima was spared. NPR's John Burnett explains why in this postcard.
Over the ages, the deep blue waves of Matsushima Bay have sculpted these rock islands into fantastical shapes, on top of which grow miniature forests of pine trees. Each year, 3 million people come from around the world to behold the islands of Matsushima. Pleasure boat skippers make a good living ferrying sightseers out to the islets. Seiichi Aizawa should be more upset that the tsunami sunk his cabin cruiser, but when he looks around, he feels grateful. If you go south, you see Tagajo and Arahama, and if you go north, you see East Matsushima, he says. All of them were demolished by the tsunami, but because of these islands, we were saved. The tsunami reached frightening heights elsewhere along the coast, 30 feet and higher, but here in Matsushima Bay, they say the sea only rose 3 to 5 feet. According to the village website, 13 people died here and in outlying areas. Businesses that face the bay in Matsushima town took water, to be sure, but the damage is relatively minor. Here, the tsunami was more a gentle flood than an onrushing bulldozer. The islands acted as a buffer. Look at Matsushima, says Aizawa, the boat captain. It's still there. The shape, the form, the beauty, it's still there. A 60-year-old oyster fisherman named Shigeru Watanabe climbs the stairs to a tall hill that offers a commanding overlook of the islands of Matsushima. The climb is steep, and he's not as young as he used to be. Ancient cedars grow on the hilltop. There's a graceful Buddhist shrine and an observation deck. Watanabe squints at the green islands that he's known all of his life. He explored them as a boy, and today he harvests oysters from their azure waters. When you live in the bay, he says, you don't worry as much about tsunamis. We're fishermen and we understand the ways of the sea. We know how tsunamis behave here. The great wave climbed up the sides of the islands, he says, and then it receded. The tsunami wiped away the small settlements on the outlying Pacific-facing islands of Katsurajima and Nonojima, but the vast majority of the 260 islands in the bay look just as they did before March 11th. Matsushima is one of the only places along the shattered Sanriku coast that is intact. In fact, the islands probably look much as they did when their splendor inspired the famous haiku in 1689, which is attributed to the great Japanese nature poet Matsuo Basho and recited here by the oysterman Shigeru Watanabe.
Matsushima-ya. Ah, Matsushima-ya, Matsushima-ya.
Matsushima, ah, Matsushima, Matsushima. John Burnett, NPR News, Tokyo.